This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer, making now the perfect time to get a great deal on a dependable new car.
Like a legendary Camry, built for performance and available with all-wheel drive, you can count on your new Camry to get anywhere you need to go. And with available features like heated seats and a multimedia touchscreen, you can stay connected in comfort and style.
Or check out an affordable and reliable Corolla with a trim for every lifestyle, from the hip and agile sedan to the sporty hatchback. There's a dependable Corolla built just for you.
Plus, both Camrys and Corollas are available in hybrid models, so no matter your style, you can drive efficiently and affordably.
So visit your local Toyota dealer and check out amazing national sales event deals on Camrys, Corollas, and more when you visit buyatoyota.com.
Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. My husband Jamie and I recently celebrated our wedding anniversary. We didn't do anything much to mark the occasion because of the pandemic. Plus, we rarely do anything special, though, as I mentioned last week, once we did have a big party. But the anniversary did make me reflect back on something that happened several years ago. In 2015, in a true miracle of science, Jamie was cured of hepatitis C. Now, he'd had hepatitis C the whole entire time that I'd known him. He got hepatitis C from a blood transfusion during a heart operation that he had when he was 8 years old. You really don't want to have hepatitis C. Eventually, it destroys your liver. My husband tried many treatments over the years, but nothing worked until a new treatment was approved, and in 2015, he was declared cured. So now he's fine, but back then, as part of the monitoring of his liver, Jamie once had to stay in the hospital overnight so that he could get a liver biopsy to try to get a better sense of, you know, just how damaged his liver was. So he had the biopsy, and he was recovering in the hospital room. Eliza and Eleanor, our daughters, were still very young, so they did not come to visit. I brought the newspaper, some books, and sat by his bed. At one point, I asked if he wanted anything to eat and ran out to a corner bakery to get him a cookie. But mostly, I just sat there and fussed over him as much as he would allow me to do. And here's the part that I remember most. In the afternoon, a nurse asked in a sort of indulgent tone, "Are you two just married?" And surprised that she asked, I said, "Not really. We've been married a while." And then, as if still confirming something, she said, "But you don't have kids." And again, surprised, I said, "No, we do. We have two daughters." Then I added, "Why do you ask?" "You two just act like newly married," she said with a shrug. At the time, I was so preoccupied with Jamie's recovery that I didn't think much about what she'd said. But later, it made me very happy. When you're in a long relationship with someone, it's so easy to take that person for granted. Research shows that married people treat each other with less courtesy than they show to friends or even strangers. Jamie is the love of my life. I want to treat him that way. And so often, really, I don't. But I try. It makes me happy to remember a time when, from observing us, someone assumed that we were in the early stages of love. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.